finish your tax return.
刚刚办完税, 但如果你忘了, 也来不及了。
If you haven't, it's too late.
我报税提醒我们要做好金钱的好管家。
The tax return reminds to be a good steward of finance.
有人这样说, 信主之后我们看万事做粪土, 然后呢, 只要天天读经祷告传福音, 上帝会供应一切的。
So being Christian, we should just study Bible, pray daily, evangelize, since God provides.
我们要天天思想天上的事，讲到钱呢，太俗气了，那是爱世界的表现。
So we should talk about what's on above, and talking about money is too vulgar. We should not the love for the world.
所以要把钱看淡一点，而且管理钱财呢，太麻烦的，因为钱越多，困扰就越多，是不是？
Be lighted about money, and it's a hassle to manage money.
所以最好呢，把金钱都奉献出去，留下太多钱反而造成麻烦的。
So what a headache! We should donate all the money, ridding of the grief.
请问这种态度健不健康？
Is such mentality healthy?
有人说健康。
Yes, no.
不讲 maybe 健康，不讲太小声了，叫做不健康这样。
So be specific.
我去年去台湾，然后在夜市当中呢，看见有一个年轻人穿着一件 T 恤，后面印了几个字，很明显的几个字。
I saw a woman wearing a T-shirt at Taiwan's night market last year.
很有意思啊，金钱不是万能。第二行，反而制造许多制造问题，给人带来困扰。为了减轻您的烦恼，请把你身上的钱都交给我吧。
So with the caption, money can buy everything but problems and troubles. Please give me all your money to ease the burden.
我看见那一人一直追他，夜市人太多了，后来追不到。
So I chased after him but lost track.
我不是想跟他聊一聊，说怎么用创意啊，到底今天拿了多少钱啊？这个也不是要把我身上的钱给他，我是想问说你去哪里买这一件衣服，我也想买一件带回来。
So not to chat up or give him all my money, but where to buy the same T-shirt?
Yeah, 我们都是神的管家。
We're all stewards in God's household.
Yeah, 神给我们一切，包括时间啊、金钱、才干、恩赐，我们都要好好管理。
God gives us everything, including times, money, ability, talents, to manage properly.
Yeah, 所以我们都需要有正确的理财的观念啊，这也是神对我们每一位基督徒的要求。
So every Christian should have proper concept to manage finance.
那另外一方面呢，我们没有人天生就是理财专家啊，包括信徒，包括传道人。
On the other hand, nobody is born financial expert, Christian included.
如果你有兴趣，你去找那些理财专家来帮你做这些理财的管理。
So you should have a financial advisor.
但是我们要从圣经的教导来学习神的心意，知道如何拥有一个健康的。
So we need to learn from God's will, from Bible teaching, how to possess a healthy concept to manage finance.
从刚才我们所读的这一段经文呢，我们看见当年耶稣用一个比喻来教导他的门徒，其实也在告诉我们对于理财应该有的正确观念。
Jesus taught disciples with a parable in today's Bible's reading about the proper concept of managing finance.
好，那以下将与各位分享。在三个方面。
So I have to share in three areas.
第一个是健康理财的态度。
The first one is the attitude of healthy financial management.
我们一起来读一到三节，预备。
So the read 1-3. Jesus told his disciples, there was a rich man whose manager was accused of wasting his possession. So he called him in and asked him, what is it I heard about you? Give an account of your management because you cannot be manager any longer.
还有三个态度我们要提。第一个是要认识自己的身份，我们只是管家。
So know thyself, manager only.
他不是主人哦，他只是管家。
He's not a master.
但是管家其实说起来比较好听啊，其实他根本就是一个无用的奴仆，主人把他提升到管家或者经理而已。
So manager sounds better, but he was actually good for nothing slave servant promoted to be a manager.
那管家跟奴仆不同是什么？奴仆是失去自由被主人控制，但是管家有充分的自由来。管理主人给的一切。
So he was better than house slave, enjoying freedom to manage.
我们来想，其实我们今天的身份也是如此啊。神授权给我们自由的管理一切，并且要我们成为百般恩赐的什么？
好管家。So our status is similar. God gave us free will to manage everything, give us grace to be good steward.
所以我们要先确定自己的身份是非常重要的事。
Know thyself is very important.
如果你搞不清楚自己是谁，那这就会影响你所应当做的事，当说的话。
On how to act or speak without messing up.
有一位基督徒理财专家这样说，他说作为好管家的基督徒，理财的本质是回避风险而不是铤而走险，理财的方法是长期累积而不是短线投机，理财的方向是走出来不是陷进去。
So one Christian financial expert on being a good steward in essence financial management is risk avoidance, not risk seeking, about accumulation, not speculation. Take the long view instead of being sucked in.
这个是人家的心血结晶啊，所以说的容易，但我们做的不容易啊。
So it's a word of wisdom.
但作为一个管家，我们要注意的。
So should be a good steward.
第二是我们的责任，我们要明白，不要浪费。
So aware of own responsibility, not wasting master's possession.
所以这个管家被人告说他浪费主人的财物。
So this manager was accused of wasting master's possession.
一个管家所拥有的是管理权，而不是所有权或拥有权。
Master has stewardship, not ownership.
因此，我们对神交代给我们暂时保管的，我们应该节俭，尽量储蓄，而不是浪费。
So therefore, we only have temporal custody of the money God has provides.
这才是责任感，管家应当做到的。
So that's the responsibility of a steward.
但这个人之所以浪费主人的财物，我想主要原因不可能不是他没有责任感就浪费。主人财物对我们就是因为我想主要原因就是因为他没有责任感所以就浪费主人的财物。
So this master wasting possession probably because he doesn't have a sense of duty.
对我们而言凡是将钱财只为自己使用或是用在无益的事上其实这就是浪费主的财产。
As for us, if we only spend money on ourselves or some meaningless matters, we are wasting God's possession.
这同样也是没有责任感。
Lacking sense of responsibility.
正确的理财的动力是负责任，是保管好手上已经有的，这才是管家的职责。
The proper motivation for financial management is responsible for what you have.
所以理财的动力是责任，而不是发财啊！理财不是为发财，为什么？因为贪财是什么？
So not making a fortune because the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil.
最后一个是要清楚自己的光景。
Understand your own plight.
当这个管家被辞退之后说糟糕了，我能干嘛呢？他说我将来做什么？我出地呢？没力。讨饭呢？怕羞。那还能干嘛
？So what should I do? Not strong enough to dig, ashamed to beg.
但我觉得这个人蛮诚实的。
At least he was honest.
至少他自己知道自己几两重。
He honest about himself.
他自己连厨力的力气都没有，然后呢，讨饭的勇气也没有，那这样的你说还干嘛
？So not strong enough to dig and ashamed to beg.
他居然说，我还可以当上总管，当经理。
So what else can he do?
简直不敢相信，天底下竟然有这样的主人还愿意用他。
So how can he get manager? Hard to believe a master willing to use him as such.
你想看现在在应征工作，问你你会什么？这个不会，那个也不会。不过我可以当经理。
So when you interview a job, you said I'm only good for manager.
没有这样的老板吧？
Probably the boss will not hire you.
但我们想想，其实我们的光景也跑不到哪里去啊。
So actually, we're no better.
若不是神的怜悯，请问在座谁配在这里敬拜服侍神呢
？Without God's grace, we are not worthy to serve.
有谁配在？得到他赐下那么多，我们得到这么多的丰盛的恩典与满满的祝福呢
？So we're not worthy for the abundant blessing.
所以有一首歌说：“岂能如此？像我这样罪人。
”So how could it be？
的确，真的是如此啊。
A sinner like us.
因此，我们要以谦卑来看待自己的光景。
So we should be humble about our plight.
你就算有再多的钱财，有再强的能力，没什么了不起，因为等你离开世界之后，什么都带不去。
So we should be humble about our own situation, not bragging about our riches and ability. We cannot take it with me.
不过你身体烧一烧还可以做八根火柴。
So your cremated body only equals to about 8 matches.
所以我们现在还能够做神的管家，我们还有机会做管理财务，我们要心存感激，要好好珍惜。
So we should cherish about being God's steward and give thanks.
但是我们来看看，这个人虽然清楚自己可怜的光景，但是却不知道要正确的方法要如此行，所以就带出错误的行动。
So this way, he doesn't know how to do, and that's why his action was crooked.
所以接下来我们要来看如何健康管理钱财，对我们很重要。
So we know the principle is important, how to manage finance.
健康管理，健康理财的原则，我们一起来读四到八节。
So verses 4-8.
请。
I know what I will do that when I lose my job here, people will welcome me into their houses so that he will call each of his master's debtor and ask the first, how much do you owe my master 900 gallons of oil? He replied. The manager told him, take your bill, sit down quickly and make it 450. Then he asked the second, and how much do you owe? 1,000 bushels of wheat. So he replied, he told him, take your bill and make it 800. The master commended the dishonest manager because he had acted shrewdly.
我们看中文跟英文的这个单位数量不大一样啊，那个是因为用现在的这个这个单位来做翻译。
So there's some description between Chinese and English because the is the current unit.
这个数字不重要，重要是接下来的原则有三方面。第一个要未雨绸缪。
So we need to prepare for the rainy days.
好。在第四节，他说他知道怎样写，好叫人在我不做管家之后，接我到他们家去。
So I know what I will do that when I lose my job here, people will welcome me into their houses.
这什么意思呢？他是在为未来做准备啊。
So he was preparing for the future.
所以其实理财的终极目标也是如此。
So that's also the purpose of financial management.
当你年老的时候，不要造成家人、儿女或是社会、国家的负担。
When you grow old, not to be burdened to adult children, country or societies.
有很多爱主的基督徒，他甚至传道人，他们一生乐善好施，几乎将所有的钱财都奉献出去，可是等到年老的时候呢，却一点积蓄都没有。
Many good Christians, missionary included, they were generous, offering almost all their money. When reached old age, they were without savings.
上周来到我们当中讲到的吴弟兄，他是退休的会计师，他就经常受邀去开课，以圣经原则来教导基督徒及传道人如何理财。
So last week's speaker, Missionary Wu, he's a retired CPA. He gave many lessons to Christian and missionary on financial management.
所以今天已经非常的普遍，对于年老个人基督徒年老的时候做财务规划，特别是侍奉神的人都有责任跟义务来为自己做财务规划，而不是造成教会的负担。同不同意？
So now missionaries are better in financial management. Servants of God should be more responsible in financial planning so that they will not be burdened to church in the future.
我过去在一间规模比较大的教会服事，那个教会非常的爱护传道人。
So I was serving in a bigger church. They loved the pastors and missionary.
那个老牧师呢，也是他终其一生几乎奉献他的生命、金钱，非常的这个让人家看的都很感动的。
So people are touched by their love as well serving.
那有一位企业家的一个会友，他就对传道人退休之后的负担呢很有感动，他就奉献一大笔钱，大概有几十万的美金。
So one entrepreneur opened a big sum of interest income.
他就是靠利息收入呢，给牧师退休之后每个月可以领取这个退休金。
As retirement pension for retired pastors.
那这个金额是根据他在那个教会，就是只有那一个教会服侍多久。就领越待越久就领越多。
Based on the year of service in that church.
好，但可惜呢，我没有在那个教会退休，所以我领不到了。
So I should stay until retirement.
但这个例子实在是太少了，这种例子太少了。
But this is exception rather than rule.
教会不能够都靠传道人不能够都靠教会来这个，包括弟兄姐妹也是不能够靠造成教会的负担。
So pastors and Christian alike should not be burdens to the church.
你会觉得牧师你太可惜啊，没有在那里等到退休，你以后就不用担心。我告诉你，不可惜。为什么？因为接下来的更重要，这个原则对我更重要。
So I'm not worried. I have no regret because the future matters more to me.
好，第二个是什么？要善用资源。
Second, make good use of your resources.
第五节，我们一起来读啊，预备，请。
So he called in each of his master's debtor.
好，这个管家呢也不是省油的灯。当他当时被主人辞退、责备、辞退之后，嘿，你想，竟然还有权柄跟自由可以处理钱财。
Don't underestimate this manager when he was dismissed. He still had the financial freedom.
哎，今天你在公司被老板炒鱿鱼了啊，你马上打包走人，公司谁都不会理你的。但是这个人被辞退之后，还有一些的权利，透过关系把这个欠主人债一个一个扇子叫来。
If you were fired, you would pack and leave immediately. Nobody would care you anymore. He still had the influence and know-how, excusing debt through connection.
而且呢，他擅自叫这个人减免他的财务，然后呢，就是其实这就是善用他的资源。
So this is to make good use of resources, excusing debts.
我们就说怎么会这样呢？如果今天在这个时代，这谁会理你？谁会根本无效啊！而且。如果老板这样做，马上就告他了，是不是
？So, it's impossible nowadays. Probably the master will sue him.
好，但是为什么后来神还夸奖他呢？这主人还夸奖他呢
？So how come his master commended him?
好，请不要误会啊，神没有鼓励我们不忠心哦，甚至还责备他的不忠，而且辞退他的职务。
So because he was wasting the possession, that's why he was this.Dismissed.
但之前的不忠是因为他表现在浪费上面。
Because he was wasting the possessions.
可能该收成的时候不派人去收成，农作物都果实掉了满地，浪费，糟蹋粮食，人家看不下去了，才去告状的。
He did not collect during harvest to the point of being accused.
但之后人是不忠啊，这个不忠表现在慷慨，他随意减免主人的债务，这不是他的别的债，是主人的欠主人的债务啊。而且这个举动还甚至被主人夸奖，为什么
？So he was still honest afterwards in a different way, generous with master's money and was commended. Why?
因为主人不是夸他做事不易，而是做事聪明。这个聪明就是表现在他懂得善用仅剩的资源。
The master commended his smart resourcefulness, not his dishonesty.
我们常说哈，今天企业家真正聪明的人。是用别人的钱去赚自己的钱，是不是
？We often said real smart people make profits with others' money on the line.
那今天也是如此啊，很多成功企业都是用别人的钱来赚自己的钱。
So a lot of people making money through other people's money.
那虽然不易是个事实，但今天我们看看世界上仍然很多不公不义的事情啊。
So there's still full of dishonest people making a fortune.
有人天生他不需要工作，不需要付出努力，就有花不完的钱财，是不是
？So without much effort, they're making a fortune.
有些人天天努力辛苦的工作，但却仅能糊口，是不是
？So while others barely get by toiling away daily.
公不公平啊
？Is it fair?
不公平啊，哈。
Of course not.
但是这段经文不是在鼓励不公平、不公义啊。他是在说，这个人在处理过程当中，其实也有好的因素哦。
So the verses do not encourage dishonesty, but about some good points during the process.
他的不忠，这是一个事实，这个行为是不对的。但是他还有一个好的动机因素啊，就是慷慨。
He was dishonest but generous.
他就免去这些人的财物，而不是增加那些人的财物。我要走之后，我没工作，我也让你们更惨更苦，而不是这样。慷慨，免了。
So he's generous in excusing others' debts.
其实神不就是这样吗？他甘心赦免我们，他抓到主人的心意啊。
So he knows master's heart, just like God forgive our sin.
我听说有一个人，他过去有房子收租，但是后来这个房客实在太穷了，交不起房租，他就动了慈心，干脆把房子送给他，直接过户，一毛钱都不要。
A person rented a house to a very poor tenant and had compassion to give the house away.
当然这结果是被家人骂得臭头。因为这个事件做法是不对的，因为这房子是全家人共有的。
The house was owned collectively by the whole household. Family, of course, let him have it.
但是你看这里面有好的动机，美好的动机，所以神会纪念的。
God will remember his heart of compassion.
今天我们周围同样有很多神给我们的资源，我们都要聪明的去善用它，而不是去埋怨环境的不公平，更不要用不义的方法 来达到你的目的，因为将来有审判。
We have many resources given by God. We should shrewdly manage. Instead of complaining, life is not fair, or ends justify the means. Judgment will come.
第三个更重要。第三个原则是要投资永恒。
Invest in eternity.
接下来我们看这个第八节说，主人就夸奖这个不义的管家做事聪明。
So the master commended the dishonest manager because he had acted shrewdly.
为什么做事聪明呢？因为聪明的世人会利用现今的机会为自己将来打下基础。那聪明的信徒呢，就会把今生的财富设法转成永恒的产业。
Worldly smarts take advantage of current situation for their own future. Wise believer or Christians invest future to eternal possessions.
我过去一直很纳闷一件事情，为什么主人不阻止这位不义的管家的行为？要是我们是主人，马上火冒三丈，他怎么做这个事情？背着我做，把他告到法院去。
I could understand this master did not stop this dishonest manager. If I were the master, I would sue.
但后来才知道，神的心意是要我们将来都做永恒的投资，这是作为地上管家的未来的目的啊，要做永恒的投资。
Then I realized God's will for us to invest in eternity.
你想想看了哈，这个家伙凭什么自作主张？而且呢，他说聪明，我看他一点都不聪明，因为数学不及格。
The manager was in no position to decide, and based on wrong math and logic.
他叫那个欠主人一百楼。有的改成五十个，他就50% off 哈，减轻了半一半50%，然后另外又叫了那个欠100担麦子的改写成80%，20% twenty percent off 哈，这没有逻辑原则啊。
So either 50% discount or 20% discount without principle.
那这个造成两个的不公平，反而会害这两个人吵架。
So it may cause quarrel with unequal discount.
是不是会这样子啊？是不是？如果都不免他都没事，一免啊、哦、免的不一样哇，那你就会去告状了，是不是？会更多的困扰。
Because it's uneven treatment.
但后来发现说，原来神是多么慷慨啊，他愿意完全的饶恕赦免我们，不是20%，不是50%，而是100% 啊。
However, God is generous in forgiving us, be it 20%, 50%, or even 100%.
神的慈爱怜悯何等的浩大。总是给我们这些不配的罪人，或是我们这些失败的人再次机会，并且乐意赦免所有亏欠他的人。
So God is the God of second chances and forgive us completely.
这就是神为什么不生气还要表扬他的原因啊。
So that's why God did not blame him and commended him.
那为什么要用油还有用这个麦子来表来做比喻呢？有人这样说，他说油代表圣灵，欠油的人表示缺乏圣灵，没有圣灵充满的信徒。
So oil represents Holy Spirit in Bible. So lacking oil means devoid of Holy Spirit.
所以对于这些属灵光景不好的人，缺乏圣灵，欠油的人呢，我们应当要宽恕饶恕他们。那如果这样的话，神也会饶恕我们。
Some believer may not be fully filled with Holy Spirit. We should be lenient on them as God is lenient on us.
那麦子呢？那麦子代表生命。那欠麦子的人表示生命幼稚啊，生命幼稚。所以，当我们被生命幼稚、欠麦子的弟兄姐妹得罪的时候呢，我们也要尽量赦免他们，因为主也必肯赦免我们。
Weeds represent life, people.Owing wits are like immature believer.
你看这些原则，这都是神的心意啊。
When we are offended by immature brother and sister, we need to forgive them. This is God's will.
当我们这样做的时候，其实我们就是在投资永恒。
So when we can do that, we are investing in the future.
你对你周围是不是慷慨？是不是愿意赦免？你就是在投资永恒。
So are you generous or forgiving? You are investing in the future.
其实你注意。整段经文的重点都是在提到将来，而不是现在做什么错事。提到将来，甚至在这个经文之后，另外又特意提到一个故事。
So these verses were all about future.
那个什么故事？就是一个财主跟一个乞丐啊死掉之后的光景。那个财主呢，哇，见金很有钱，可是他死掉之后，哇，对比一个有投资永恒的乞丐。你看现今的富裕又怎么样？
But more important, the verses after these word about a future of the plight of a rich master versus a beggar investing in eternity.
所以懂得投资永恒的理财才是聪明而且最实际的。
So it is the most practical and smart to invest in the eternity.
所以你要想，倘若你今天所做的理财投资是与永恒无关的，你没有积财宝在天的行动，那我们也一样愚昧，将来也必会后悔。
It will be foolish of us to manage finance without regards for eternity. Store nothing in heaven. We will surely regret.
好，接下来呢是我们健康理财的目的。
So the purpose of health financial management.
好，我们一起来读九到十三节，预备，请。
So I tell you, use worldly wealth to gain friends for yourself, so that when it is gone, you will be welcomed into the eternity dwelling. Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much.And whoever dishonest with very little, and also will be dishonest with much. So if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches? And if you have not been trustworthy with someone else's property, who will give you property of your own? No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.
还有三方面，第一个是以无用的钱财换取永恒的价值。第九节说
So exchange useless wealth for eternal value.
到了钱财无用的时候，它可以接你们到永存的帐幕里面去。
When it's gone, you will be welcomed into the eternal dwelling.
这个有一个很重要的提醒，就是有一天我们到了会到了钱财无用的时候。
This is an important reminder. One day fortune will be worthless.
这也是为什么主人一点都不生气的原因，因为将来这些都没有用。
That was why the master was not upset about wasting possession by dishonest master.
主人根本不看重现今无用的钱财，因为他看重的是将来永存的帐幕。
He did not value fleeting useless wealth but eternal dwellings.
请注意哦，这一句话不是管家讲的哦，是主人讲的哦。
The master
亲口说的哦。
The master said it, not manager.
那提醒我们，现今在管理钱财的，我们也要看重永恒的价值。
It reminds us to value eternity in financial management.
我们都需要理财，但是理财呢，不是天天把你的心思意念都放在这会无用的钱财上面。
Not on worthless fortune, but through finance to eternal value.
而是借着管理这些财产，这些地上的财产，将来要得到永恒的价值。
Through financial management to eternal value.
箴言二十三篇第五节这样提醒我们。
So verses 23 and 5. Let's read together. Cast but a glance and riches, and they are gone, for they will surely sprout wings and fly off to the sky like an eagle.
这不就是钱财会无用吗？
So because wealth will become worthless.
还有保罗也这样提醒我们。
So Paul in 1 Timothy chapter 6 verses 17.
我们一起来读好不好？预备，请。
Commend those who are rich in the present world not to be arrogant nor to put their hope in wealth.Which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment.
你看这些无定的钱财，哎，也是将来会钱财无用嘛。
So money will become worthless.
好，所以不要以为有钱的人生活就很快乐。
Money can buy happiness.
说不定他穷，已经穷的只剩下钱了。
Perhaps money is all they have had left.
好，也别相信说我们有一句话说有钱能使鬼脱母的谎言啊。
Don't believe money make the world go round.
为什么呢？哎，你看了这句话你就相信了。有些东西钱买不到的，同不同意？
So、
好，哪些东西钱买不到呢？我们一起来赌好不好？先要预备来。
Money can buy the house, but you cannot buy a home. Money can buy watches, but cannot buy time. Money can buy a bed, but cannot buy sleep. Money can buy books, but cannot buy knowledge. Money can buy medicine, but cannot buy health. Money can buy job, but cannot buy respect. Money can buy blood, but cannot buy life. Money can buy sex, but cannot buy love.
好，无用的钱财换取永恒的价值。除此之外，还有我们要通过考验而得真实的钱财。
So you need to pass the test to receive the true riches.
十到十二节那里讲说
Verses 10 to 12.
我们在小市场中心，在大市场也中心，而且将来呢，我们有真实的钱要被托付了。
So if we can trust it with a little, can be trusted with much.
因为理财的另一个目的，其实就是在考验我们是否忠心。
The purpose of finance is to test our trust.
当我们通过忠心的考验之后呢，未来才有真实的财宝会托付给我们管理。
Once we pass the test of trust, we will handle real riches in the future.
而真实的财宝在天上是不会朽坏，而且不用担心贬值。更不会被偷。
Treasure in heaven will not rust, devalue, or be stolen.
你看地上的钱财会朽坏，也会贬值，然后也会被偷的。
So the wealth on earth will rust, devalue, or be stolen.
那然而我们也有责任以储蓄来预备真实的钱财。
But we still have the responsibility to prepare and store.
因为那是你自己的东西。
It's yours after all.
你看对比十二节那里讲到说有坚实的钱财，然后将来又有你们自己的东西，那在说明什么呢？这两个是同义词啊，是同这个类比的，所以意思就是说真实的钱财可能跟我们自己的东西有关哦。
So see the highlight true riches and your own. So because it's about
那这是什么意思呢
？What does it mean？
接下来经文告诉我们。
Let's read the verses.
Matthew
chapter 6, verse 19 to 21. Do not store up for yourself treasure on earth where moths and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourself the treasures in heaven where moths and vermin do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
所以健康理财不是让你地上管理的钱财越来越多，也包括你在天上的财产越来越多的，如何从地上的财富转为天上的产业。
So healthy financial management includes transfer wealth from earth to heaven.
从会朽坏的短暂利益到永恒的长远保值。
From temporal transient benefits to eternal value.
那在说什么意思呢？其实就是在说明谨守十一奉献的重要，因为窃取上帝的财物就是不忠心。
That is also the reason to practice tithing. Not tithing is stealing from God.
你会发现有一件很有趣的事情在我们教会发生。
You may discover something interesting in our church.
就是我们当中有很多人，其实他们今生不是很富裕，但是他们却尽最大的力量节省吃俭用。拼命的奉献钱财，因为这就是通他们在往天国银行存款。
Some of us here may not be rich in this life, but they save to offer deposit to heavenly bank.
我来到这个教会的时候，周牧师看我看到这个出席人数怎么那么少啊，才三十几个人。哎，周牧师马上拿一本那个财务报告给我看，你看我们的奉献。哎，我看吓一跳，我们的弟兄姐这么慷慨的奉献。
So our offering financial situation compared to the number of congregation are pretty generous.
那我以为我们当中都是一些大富豪之类的，后来跟他们相处一样，哇，这个每一个人生活都是小康而已啊。
So I thought there are many millionaire among us, but we're just ordinary people.
但是你说以为这些奉献这么多，哇，这么样慷慨，他们是傻瓜啊？他们不是啊。
They are no fools.
因为他们懂得天国的投资，他们才是真正聪明的。因为在天上，他们将来会很富有。
But they're the smartest to be the rich man in heaven.
将来他们得那真实不朽坏的财。
They will receive the real indestructible wealth.
这也是对我们的一个提醒。
So that reminds us as well.
好，最后一个是要用正确理财来侍奉荣耀神。
So serve God with proper financial management.
好，十三节说你不能又侍奉神又侍奉什么
？You cannot serve both God and money.
好，我们都知道理财的目的乃是要去掌控金钱，而不是被金钱掌控，是不是
？So we talk about not to be slave to money.
所以，若基督徒又侍奉神又侍奉马门，那表示什么？他爱钱到一个地步，反而把钱。在他生命中的地位跟神同样重要，甚至比神还重要。
So if Christians serve God and money means love of the money to the level of God.
正如我们常常说，不要当钱的奴隶啊，守财奴哈。但是说起来容易，做起来不容易啊。
So it's easier said than done not to be slave to money.
我认识许多基督徒在信主之后，他们的财务状况越来越好，神越来越多，好像感觉神越来越多赐福他在经济方面，越来越好，越来越好。
Many Christians become richer after accepting Christ.
但是事实上，他离上帝就越来越远。
But they grew distant to God over time.
怎么会有这样的对比呢？
Why the contrast?
请注意一件事情，我们常常基督徒，包括基督徒，常常混淆这件事情，因为金钱并非都是来自神的祝福。
Beware, not all the fortunes come from God's blessing.
所以我们要去管理它，去驾驭它，而不是被它驾驭，成为金钱的奴隶。
So we should control wealth, not let it control us.
理财的目标是财务自由，不做金钱的奴隶。
So the goal is to be freedom, and not be slave to money.
因为不健康的理财造成今天有很多的房奴、车奴、卡奴，是不是？
So many people today mess up their finance to be slave to mortgage, car loan, credit card debts.
这就不能荣耀神了。
So it's not glorifying God.
也不能侍奉神了。
And cannot serve God.
好，所以你先注意啊，为什么圣经不说你们不能够又爱神又爱马门？他说你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门，怎么会这样讲呢？
Why Bible says you cannot serve both God and money?
因为之前说你们不能侍奉两个主，你们啊，你这个钱啊，我们看这个这刚刚我们所读的这经文，明明告诉我们说。不要爱钱财哈，那应该是讲你们要爱神胜过爱钱财，应该这样。可是怎么会一转变成侍奉神呢？
So we should love God more than money. Then what about serve?
主要的原因就是告诉我们，原来好的理财、健康的理财，就是一种侍奉神，也是荣耀神的机会。
Good financial management actually is to serve God and glorify God.
你如何借着理财来侍奉神，而且来荣耀神呢？那就是要我们有一个健康的理财观、理财的方法，才能够来荣耀神，不是吗？
So that's why we need to finance properly to glorify God.
当我们有健康的理财，别人看见我们这样的管理钱财，人家就会归荣耀给神。我们也用这样方式来忠心的侍奉神。
So when they see we're the good stewards, then we can serve God.Properly.
我说过我不是理财专家，我们当中有许多理财专家，而且我们有很多基督徒的很好理财专家，你们可以去找他们寻求帮助，如果你觉得自己实在不会理财的话。
If you don't know how to finance, manage your finance, there's many financial consultants and many good Christian financial consultants among us.
但是我有一招哈，这个读圣经来的哈，摩西十诫我们都懂。
So we know Ten Commandments by Moses.
那另外十诫是什么？你知道吗？
Do you know Ten Commandments?
都会背嘛哈。
So you know, right?
啊，一个人都不会啊，一届都忘了，每一届都忘了，哪十诫哈？有别的神哈，不可。
So no other God, no idols.
你们都知道哈，这个。
So everybody knows.
不可有别的神，不可为自己造个偶像，不可妄称神的名，当纪念安息日，当孝敬父母，不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可做假见证献上陷害人，不可贪恋别人房屋妻子及财物。
So no other god, no idol, not calling God's name in vain, observe Sabbath, respect and obey parents, not murder, not adultery, not steal, false witness.
理财十诫啊，来，我们一起来读这十诫好不好？预备。
So I change it. You shall not consider money as God.You shall not worship money as an idol. You shall not say it's God's will to make money. Keep the Sabbath day and do not work hard without rest. Honor your parents and don't steal money from them. Shall not make money by hurting, killing people. Shall not commit adultery for money. Shall not steal money from others. Shall not make false testimony to make money. To covet others' house, wife, and property.
哇，这给我们有一些的提醒，让我们知道怎么样有健康的理财。
So it reminds us about the healthy concept on financial management.
在现今末后的世代当中，许多人对于理财会有不正确的观念。
So to an end time, people are wrong about financial management.
提摩太后书三章二节，我们一起来读好不好？
So let's read. But people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 2.
这给我们很好的提醒, 我们要成为, 要有, 拥有健康的理财观,
so they remind us to have a healthy views on financial management.
最后我们知道要懂得分辨, 在我们生命当中什么才是最重要的财富。
Discernment is the most important wealth.
因为这可能就决定我们一生的道路。
It may decide the future.
我很小的时候玩过一种游戏叫大富翁, 一个, 那个叫纸牌,
I played Monopoly as a kid.
桌游, 很多人都玩过, 玩过大富翁的举手。
It's a table game.
很多人小时候都玩过, 那你看这个在玩那个游戏的时候, 你要先弄骰子, 然后走几步路, 然后就告诉你要怎么弄, 然后还要你要投资银行, 你要买什么土地, 你要新建什么, 哇, 你就, 哇, 最后你就大富翁了, 有些, 然后你如果, 这个, 做错一个决定, 你可能就, 就破产了, 等等。
You roll the dice, you bought some property, you build some property. If you make the mistake, you went to jail.
那你看了, 你如果, 任何一步走错, 或是走对的话, 对你将来的影响都很大。
So every decision matters.
那你比如说你甩骰子, 你如果, 三, 数字是三, 你就要走三步, 可是你如果走四步的话, 哇, 前面就可以赚, 赚很多很多的钱, 类似这样的。
So you roll the dice, may decide your fortune.
你小孩子嘛, 总是赖皮, 我就跟长辈, 因为长辈玩, 那长辈就让, 让, 给, 三, 四, 差不多了, 给你走四步, 那我就赚很多钱了。
So kids always not play by the rules.
那最后当然是我赢啦, 赢了一大堆的钞票, 我就好开心了, 我现在是大富翁了。
So elder, let me win a bunch of toy money.
但是那个有没有用处?
But they are worthless.
我当时觉得有快感, 是不是? 可是真正有没有用处?
So I was elated, but they were useless.
我还记得小时候我喜欢去玩那个, 我们不像今天的孩子, 都天天都是, 小时候我们是玩什么, 纸牌, 然后那个, 那个, 我刚才飘那个什么, 那个, 把那个, 那个, 把那个, 啤酒盖的, 弹珠, 打平, 然后来玩, 玩那些东西。
So I was born before the video game, so we played beads and play cards and bottles cap.
Yeah, 我偷偷告诉你们一件事, 连我爸爸妈都不知道的事情, 我把我过去所有的邻居的那些, 他们的弹珠, 他们的纸牌, 什么都赢回来了。
So I tell you a secret, I won all the beads and cards from the neighborhood kids.
我觉得好了不起, 我不敢让我爸爸妈知道。
So I was good, I was so good. I kept it from my parents.
可是发现后来一堆一堆的藏得很好, 一箱一箱被扔掉了。
Later I throw them all away.
好几箱, 如果那个是, 那个是什么比特币啊, 是什么那个, 那个今天来讲, 哇, 那个不得了了, 是不是?
So in many boxes, if they were Bitcoin,
Bitcoin,
I'll be billionaire.
那个有用吗?
But were they worth anything?
可能当时觉得, 哇, 还了, 蛮了不起的, 可是那真的跟有用吗?
I was proud of myself, but they were actually useless. However, I learned to manage more wealth.
别以为未来我们在天上, 天天就是唱歌敬拜而已啊, 因为根据圣经的描述, 我们将来在天上, 我们还, 神要还要派我们管理更多永恒的产业。
So don't think you, you'll be just singing and worship in heaven because God wants us to manage with him. But you need to pass the test on earth.
其实我们每个人生活成长过程当中, 神都不断地在塑造我们, 在训练我们, 考验我们, 成为一个好管家。
God continues to train us, test us to be good steward.
他不但给我们物质, 财富去管理, 也赐下我们很多无形的财富, 包括时间、才干, 家庭, 教会, 等等, 都是神为着我们未来做预备的。
So give us family, churches, talents, prepare us for the future.
不管你现在有100块, 100万, 还是1000万, 都应当秉持相同的原则来做神中心的管家。
So we should be a good stewardess, a good steward, regardless 100 or 1 million.
我们都很清楚耶稣按才干的比喻, 有人领5000两, 有人领2000两, 有人领1000两的, 但是他们的结局都不同了。
So about the same attitude, God gave us 5,000 talents, 2,000 talents.
因为健康的理财，结果那得五千两的又赚了五千两，那得两千两的同样也另外赚了两千两。
The one with 5,000 talents earned 5,000, 2,000 earned 2,000.
你仔细对照圣经哈所讲的每一句话，在神的眼中，这两位都是一百分。
But they're the same to God's 100%.
那换一句话说，那只得一千两的那个，如果再赚一千两，他也是一百分啊。
So if the one received 1,000 talents, returned 1,000, he also 100%.
而且他当对主人被责备的时候，说还责备你为什么不把它放在这个啊利息银行的等利息啊，这样还有至少一些收入。其实神对他的期待只是利息就好了。
God only expects interest in return only.
但是他却没有好好管理，把它埋在地上。
But one person buried 1,000 talents to the ground.
今天对我们提醒，无论你领受多少，你都要管理。
So,
因为我们将来都要向神交账。
So matter how much we receive, we are accountable.
如果你把所有的钱都奉献出来，当然这是很好的事。可是神要让你管理90%，你有权管理。当然你可以把至少你有这个，你10%是属于神的。
So if you're willing, you will receive more from God. You give 10% back.
90%的管理，这是神要你做的。
So God wants you to manage the other 90%.
如果你好好管理，神要把将来更大的事交给你管理。
Then God will give you more to manage down the line.
也就是说，你要有一个健康的理财观，就是要从现在你就要好好的管理你的钱财。
So you need healthy concept on finance starting now.
请记住一件事情。你现在所需拥有的财富都不是属于你的，因为你将来都带不走。
So you cannot bring your money with you down the line.
因为神让你管理现在的产业，其实这些都是神给你的，不是吗？
But God led you to manage.
当我们在想那个管家不义的管家，那些钱都不是他。其实今天我们所拥有的也都本来都不是我们，因为你生来的时候本来就是两手空空。
The dishonest manager managed master's money. We came this world empty-handed.
可是他也可以用这无用的钱财作为永恒的投资。你呢？
So we should invest to eternity.
这是上帝让你管理的钱财，你就要忠心的管理。
So we need to be trustworthy managing God's.
如果你实在不怎么知道怎么管理，那你在管理神赐给你的产业之前，让你先交出你生命的主权，来让神管理。
So be loyal, let God reign over your life before he gives you all the inheritance to manage.
这样你就可以得着神的智慧，知道怎么样管理，好不好？
Then you will know God's wisdom how to manage your finance.
好，让我们一起来回应。
Let's arise and respond.
Come. 愿献身心为活祭。